Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle, one of the many podcasts that are part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. It is a challenge in the month of August where podcasters attempt to create a podcast a day, and listeners attempt to stay up to date. Hope you're doing all right. If you didn't already catch it, this is a practical joke. We're firing back. I put my show in Craig's feed, Craig put his show in my feed, and we are... If you're just listening to the Dog Day straight through, you probably didn't notice. But this is not Look What I Found, but it is in the Look What I Found page. It's the old April Fool's joke that Craig and I did years and years ago on our podcast. And people would say, hey, that's not the... Wait, what? Because Joe, Crazy Joe, started out his show and kind of made me laugh. He said, hello, listener. This is my podcast. Look What I Found. As he was ripping on Craig. And I've been thinking about doing this for a while anyway, but Joe's comment was just enough to push me over the edge and say, all right, we're going to do this anyway. It's time. It's time. The stakes have been upped. The cross show promotion has hit a new low. My theme for the month of August is a family phrase or childhood memory that is just a fun story to tell. And I don't know if this one's too much fun, and it's probably going to be pretty short. Today's phrase is a wire recorder. Like, what? A wire recorder? Isn't that what the police use when they need somebody to go in and be a snitch? No. This is something that we're visiting my grandma. Seems that grandparents always have some good old stuff. And was really an intriguing piece of technology when I was a kid. Apologize for the background noise. I am putting chairs back out on the patio because it rained yesterday. I pulled them in at 5:50 a.m. and it started raining at 5:51. So now I'm putting the chairs back. It is currently, as I look at my little weather station IoT device, 86.90 degrees Fahrenheit and 51.7% humidity. How's that for precision? All right, it does jump around a little bit on every reading. So, the wire recorder. Back to the wire recorder, speaking of technology. I believe I was 7 or 8 years old. We were at my grandmother's house, my mom's mom, in Marquette, Michigan, and we would visit her quite regularly. She was only about a mile from our house. She lived with her husband, Grandpa Dick, all their lives, all their married lives. They were married in the 1920s, I believe, maybe 1930s, and beautiful couple, wonderful people. Learned a lot from her. She had a big influence on my life. Grandpa Dick, on the other hand, was a chronic alcoholic, and from what my mom tells me, very smart man, very witty man, very funny man, but I didn't know him in that context. He had already wasted away by the time I was old enough to remember him, which is sad. I would have loved to have hung out with this guy when he was my age. Sounds like it anyway. And she's passed on a few things that I pass on to my kids, some phrases and whatnot. Anyway, we were rummaging around her house one day, and she's got a back porch that had an outdoor closet where we would often have a little tickle in the throat. We would go and get our games, and she didn't always have the best games. Outdoor games that you never heard of. It wasn't the cool things like lawn darts. Oh, heaven no, that would be too dangerous. She had one game called Scoop-de-Loop, and it was kind of like High Life for beginners. There was no wall though. You just had a sort of a scoop that you held in your hand, and you tossed the ball using this scoop and tried to catch the ball. The other person tried to catch it in their scoop. And you would sort of toss the ball back and forth using these sort of curved, foot-long plastic scoops with a handle on it. It was all right. Scoop-de-loop. I almost forgot about that. That should have been the topic of the day. But anyway, in that same outdoor closet, we came across this suitcase-looking device. It looked like a suitcase. Opened it up, and it had two reels on it. Almost like a reel-to-reel tape recorder, but it didn't have tape. It had wire. A very thin gauge wire. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was probably somewhere maybe a millimeter thick. And I don't remember if it was battery operated or if it was plug into the wall. I think it was battery operated, probably taking C or D size cells, you know, big monster things, lots of power to power this thing. We found some wire reels. Many of them were broken into pieces, so we didn't have long recordings to go on. You'd play it for maybe 30 seconds, and then it would have another break. I don't know if the wire was brittle or just mistreated or what happened over the years. I've never seen one since. We did some recordings, you know, as any kid with a tape recorder will do. You make goofy recordings, you tape things off TV. I believe it had a built-in microphone. It may have had an external. I'm a little foggy on some of the details here. And I remember one recording that we did find was like an old-time radio show, kind of like The Shadow or Suspense. It was a horror story, but we didn't have much of it. It was only a few seconds. It was about, I think it was a serial killer named Blackie. And the part that we all remember from our childhood was that Blackie reached under his bed and pulled out three dried, shriveled up human hands. And of course, it was in that, you know, very, very creepy voice. You know, Blackie reached under the bed and pulled out three dried up human hands. And that's about as much of the story as we got, or as much as we remember. But that wire recorder was an intriguing device. It really was. I would love to find one somewhere that just a cool device. But it tried to look modern, even though it was a limited technology. I remember it had, I think it was plastic buttons, red, blue, white. Might have been a yellow one in there just to help you remember which one records and which one plays and which one rewinds. We did some fun stuff. We did some goofy voices with my brothers and I. We recited cartoon lines. At one point, I remember doing an episode of Bugs Bunny. My brother and I were. This is also when we discovered that mechanical technology can alter the voice. And the more I think about it, some more memories come back. It's kind of fun. So we were doing an episode of Bugs Bunny with the gangsters where the. The Bugs Bunny is imitating the voice of the police. He says, "Okay, Rocky, where are they hiding?" And Bugs Bunny throws the criminal in the stove. He said, "Would I light a match if my would I turn on the gas if my friend Rocky were in the stove? You might, Rabbit. You might. Would I throw a lighted match in the stove if my friend Rocky were in there? You might, Rabbit. You might." And on the Then, of course, the guy blows up, and on the second attempt, when the police really show up with the exact same voice, he throws him back in the stove, and then the criminal comes out and goes, take me with you, take me with this crap, this rabbit's crazy. So we were doing that and realized that when we pushed the wire a little faster, it would stretch out the sound on the wire. It would mean it was recorded at a lower volume. So if you sped up the reel, the recording slowed down. If you slowed down the reel, the recording would speed up, and we would have fun with that. So at one point, we didn't quite have the lines right to the Bugs Bunny cartoon, and it went something like, I said, "No, they're not in the stove." And when we sped up the reel, it came out as, "No, they're not in the stove." So it was fun experimenting and learning in this interactive way about the technology, about how audio can be manipulated. And gee, wouldn't you think that that still resonates some 45 years later? It's a lesson earned early, but still pays dividends. Hey, I've dragged this on long enough. I hope you found this entertaining, if not slightly amusing or enlightening or educational, maybe something. If not, I'm going to try again tomorrow. It is getting to the end of the month. I look forward to seeing people at DragonCon who will be there. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Until then, take care, be well, and thanks for listening.